Good morning. Welcome into Your Life Matters. It's our weekly feature with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, welcome again and good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Good. Well, this is a pretty big week for a lot of folks.
It sure is. It's Thanksgiving time. You know, the time of family, food, football, and shopping.
Oh, yes. Not necessarily in that order, too,
depending on
where you're shopping at, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, the Black Friday stuff is probably already starting.
Yeah.
You know?
Several Fridays ago, maybe.
Yeah, it's a month now, which is great. We can save money. But, you know, it's a kind of a tough time for a lot of us, isn't it?
You know?
We're supposed to be grateful for things, you know, like for the people in our lives and jobs and housing and stuff, our freedom.
Yep.
But I think sometimes it's important to remember that our first settlers were grateful just to have survived. They were just glad that they got across the ocean, got some food, got some shelter, made some acquaintances, whatever level of connectedness they were. But I often hear the saying that we're supposed to be grateful in all things. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have. And all things, that doesn't always just include the good things, does it?
No, it says it implies that it doesn't. And when I Googled thankfulness, it just at the off the top, there were 30 best Bible quotes on thankfulness, 31 inspiring quotes, 13 quotes for an attitude of thankfulness, and other sites offered between 35 and 329 quotes on thankfulness. But they were all about the same thing, being thankful for everything. And it's known that when we have an attitude of gratitude, we can live longer, have a peaceful soul, extend grace and kindness to each other. But, you know, life is hard, and there's a lot of things that don't go right. People lose jobs or their job changes. Friends, relatives, loved ones die. People move away. My dad had a terrible accident when I was 15 on the day before Thanksgiving.
Hmm.
That was not fun. He lived through it, but it was terrible.
Right.
There's injury, illness. And even the ones that are in the past, you know, they feel really very real at this time of year. So I was thinking, how can people be encouraged to be thankful? Because it does have its benefits, but life is hard. And, you know, Facebook is a wonderful thing. I get lots and lots of quotes on it. And somebody posted this. It was from Higher Perspective. It said, staying positive, and I'm going to say grateful, does not mean that things will turn out okay. Rather, it is knowing that you will be okay no matter what. So I think it's important to, like, change that perspective. Because otherwise, it feels like we're asking people to be thankful for an accident.
Right.
No. That would never be good. It's almost like wishing something on someone. But it does remind us to be grateful. It's not our circumstances, not about our circumstances, because we can't control those. So I was thinking further, to keep ourselves open to life, we need to experience our circumstances. Whatever changes we have to make, be glad we had the positive experiences and that we survived the negative experiences. And in that way, we're really kind of like our ancestors. They were just celebrating survival.
Yeah.
And that's all we want to do. The other things that the site also offered were some ideas about how to develop or maintain a positive attitude. Like, really choose positive people to be around. Avoid negative media. If it keeps dragging you down, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Create positive habits. Laugh whenever you can. Hug people. Take breaks. Get outside. Exercise. Help each other. You know, I think asking us to be grateful all the time is impossible in the moment. But it is possible to be grateful that we're still here. So I'm hoping that helps our listeners a little bit, because it certainly is hard to think about it otherwise.
Yeah, and, you know, the bad experiences, they're not obviously fun to go through, but they help shape who you are. You learn from it, and you're tougher because of certain things. You grow, and those are things that you can be thankful for, I guess.
Exactly. It makes you who you are. And then really quickly, Mike, I'd like to let the listeners know that a friend of mine, a psychologist, Char Dillon, and I will be presenting the second of three series at St. Thomas More Church in Naperville in January. It's about the way we treat each other matters and workplace bullying.
Okay.
The public is welcome, and I'll get the flyer on our website.
Excellent. That is safeharboril.com. You can stop there for that information and also all the different shows that we've talked about over the past many months. Find out all that you can look back on at safeharboril.com. As that's all the time we have left for today for Your Life Matters, every Monday at this time with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.